I want you to imagine yourself. The year is 536 AD, where you see that one day the sun goes out and you are left with almost as dark as the night. With today's mindset, you would try to find a scientific explanation. Obviously, something is going on. What could that be? An eclipse? Possible, but this time the darkness lasted longer than a couple of minutes. And there was no celestial body covering the sun. What else? A volcano. Yes, very good. That year a volcano erupted and the smoke cloud was so big. Oh, welcome. Thank you for gracing us with your presence. You are extremely late from this presentation. No. Just sit down. Where was I? Oh yeah, so the volcano erupted and the smoke cloud was so big it covered the whole Earth for 18 months. So there you are, a tiny little human in darkness that no one can explain. No summer, the food is scarce because of the same reason. Where do you turn to? Who do you ask help from? Not likely in that age. Think about it. Europe in the old ages. Most people are either superstitious or deeply religious. So they turn to deities or different gods. And by the look of it, none of them are actually available, because even though people pray a lot or make sacrifices, nothing is getting better. The churches and priests go like, I don't know, because even they have no clue. You are in an age where science is almost non-existent. So you think God or the gods have abandoned us. And this is where saviors come to place. This is where they are born. When all divine power fails, people look for saviors in a normal human who all of a sudden gained enough power to help or who can fight or gained a magical weapon or a mythical creature, exactly, in No, don't laugh. He's actually right. In modern movies, you have superheroes who will save humankind from its misery and make the world a better place. So there are actually still loads of these saviors around the world, and they are vary in sizes. From a huge bearded man, his mighty roar will be heard all around the world, to a golem who is actually sitting in a church. Oh, that is it for today. Don't forget to read the rest of the chapter and we will carry on from where we left off next time. Not you, though. You are staying behind after class. I want to have a word with you in my office. Yes, thank you. Yeah, goodbye. See you next time. Thank you. Yeah, have a nice day. Now, let me just gather my notes together and then we can walk to my office and have a private conversation in peace. No, you're not in trouble. Well, kind of, but hopefully an explanation will fix it. Well, or could fix it. But we will talk in the office. Come on in. I do apologize for notes being all over the place. I don't usually have guests in my office. Let me just put this down. And there you can sit down. There. You can just sit down. So sorry about that. Yeah, just sit down. I usually don't have people here, so it's a unique situation. Yeah, I think so. My office is smaller than the other offices, but probably because since I'm quite a new professor here. But that's okay. I don't mind. I like small contained spaces, actually. Easier to make it my own. Yeah, a little frazzled, as one would say. I don't have people come to my office. Other than the other professors or one to students who want to know about the topics I teach. But not the point. Now, I want you to talk about what? Okay, first of all, why were you late from my lecture? And not even just by a tad either. You dropped in like a last minute, last 5 minutes
if even that. So, care to tell me what's going on? That was an awful big of a sight for it to be nothing. You can tell me. Obviously, if you don't want to, you can just walk out that door. But you still not moving tells me you don't want to do that. I do. I do care about you. You are my student. And you were one of my most eager one as well. But all of a sudden, your attention is elsewhere. You come late to my lectures, if you even turn up. You have failing grades. However, I had a word with the other professors, and turned out they haven't noticed any problem with your attendance or grades. That makes me think, and I don't think it's such a far-fetched idea, if I say the problem are my lectures, or maybe even more specifically, me. Now, I will have to tell you, would you like something to drink? No, not like that. I would offer you tea, but one of the other professors asked for it, so I ran out. But I do have flavored water or simple bottled water if you would like some. Which one? Ah, okay. So, what I was about to say, that I am obligated to tell you that you can change your class, obviously, by just dropping mine and just change it to something else if you want to. It's completely up to you at this point. But judging by your reaction just now, this is not what you want. So tell me. I see. Just tired from the exams and such. I understand. But how is it that this is only on my lectures? And I am actually more laid back than other professors. Maybe that's the problem. Maybe I'm not hard enough on my students. Silence. Well, you know this is not the first time I have to deal with the students giving me the silent treatment, right? In that case, you are free to go. Just take your water as well. But before you go, I want you to know that... Ah, shit. Thanks for the help. Listen, I want you to know that if there's anything that bothering you, you can talk to me. I care about my students, and I do care a lot about you. If it's not my lectures that bugging you, I would like to know that what it is, so I can help you. If you carry on like this, I will have to fail you, and I'm sure you don't want that, and actually I don't want to fail you either. That's okay too. If you want to wait a little while and tell me later, that's okay too. However, I must remind you that I wouldn't wait for too long if I were you, as I do have to grade your work, and if I don't have any, I'm pretty sure you can catch my drift. But I do want you to know, whatever it is that you are going through, you are not alone. I'm sure you're sick of hearing this from older people like me, even though I'm way younger than the rest of the professors here. But in this case, it's true. I care about you a lot. I know I said this a few times now. So, I will be here. Well, hopefully not on the floor, like right now, picking up notes. But, yes, I am here for you. If you want to, you can just send me a message. And I will make sure to answer almost any time. Just don't send me a message at 2 a.m. because, no, I... So, when you are ready, I'm here. Thanks. Why? For the help, of course. Oh, why do I care? I'm your professor. Of course I care about you. Okay, I know a lot of professors here say the same, but... in this case, it is true. I wouldn't say if it wasn't true. Why? I can't really say. A deal? Sure, what you got? You tell me yours, I tell you mine. What are we, in fifth grade? You know, sure, might as well, fine. But, oh, not just yet, okay. Well, that's okay too. So,
if that is all, you can take the water with you.
Make sure you are hydrated in this heat. Don't want to call an ambulance because another student passed out now, do we? Yeah, it happened that I think last week or so. Dehydration is serious. No, an energy drink doesn't count. Oh, this? Yeah, this is mine. No, I need papers to grade, which reminds me that you actually didn't give me yours, by the way. Also, I have water with me, too, so it doesn't count. Yeah, proper drink, like water, like the one I gave you. Anyway, I need to get ready for my next class, so I hope to see you in my next lecture. Appointment? For what? You don't know my door is open most of the time. If you need me, you can just knock on the door and come in. Unless I'm having a meeting. An informal one. Okay, fine. If that makes you happy, let me just... See... Okay, same day. Here. It will be fine. Yeah, my window is very close to the garden. It's actually usually nice, but all of a sudden they started to cut the grass, but that's fine. It's not too bad. It won't distract my work. Okay, so here will be fine for me. That time will work for me. Okay, see you in my office then. Oh, you will tell me then. Our deal. Okay, sure. Okay, just make sure you are in my class and on time, or I will fail you. Fine, okay. You have a nice rest of your day too. Bye. Let's see. Oh! Now what we got... What is this? This is not mine. Oh! Oh. Oh wow. I think I know what's going on.